The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene. How are you?
I just have a question. What does it mean to be Shazammed?
Okay, so Shazam is, it's a little app that you can actually download it. And, you know, sometimes you hear a song and you think, what a great song. What is that? And so you press this little button and it listens. And then it will identify the song for you and the artist. Uh-huh. And
because my way of doing it is a lot more simple. It's Saran, get me the title of the song.
She doesn't need Shazam, clearly.
Yeah. Or you send Kathy the recording and say, Kath, what song is this? Okay.
Exactly. Really? I'm far too lazy to download apps.
All right, let's talk about the very interesting story that we spoke about yesterday, which was devastating, about this child, the 7-year-old girl who was raped by the janitor. But there have been new developments. I heard this morning that there's questions about if it was raped at all, that the child may not have been checked by a gynecologist. Like, what is the story, Rolene?
Okay, so today a lot of details have started to come out. And I just want to preface this by saying it is a very, very sensitive, very, very complicated case. You know, yesterday details weren't released as to where the child came from. Apparently it's Modi Inilit, which is just kind of over the highway from me. And as we're speaking, the Judea Military Court is currently holding a closed-door remand hearing for the suspect. However, the chief of police is very concerned that there seems to be a lot of holes in the story. And the defendant's attorney is going to ask that he be released. So before everybody starts with, you know, how can they say that? There are a lot of issues around this. One of the issues coming out today is that apparently he was involved in a previous case. What kind of a case? We don't know what that case is. Also, the police and military in a joint statement say that they have new information and that it is possible that they may actually involve the Shin Bet or the Shabak, however you want to call them, and that there could be additional individuals that need to be investigated as well. Now, what is also interesting is that residents of Modi Inilit, Israeli or Jewish residents of Modi Inilit, are not 100% convinced that he is the actual suspect. According to one resident who says that he's known him for years and he doesn't think that there's any way that Mahmoud Kadusa was involved in this. He says, you know, he's known him for too long. He's not that kind of person. And also, as you've just mentioned, that the police are relying a lot on the testimony of the victim, and they cannot determine the exact day, week, or even month when the alleged incident took place. And you know, apparently it was reported 2 weeks after the fact. So unfortunately, whether or not a rape kit was done, we don't know this yet. And also there are holes in the story as to how she was moved. Was it in a vehicle? Was it on foot? These kind of things have the police baffled, and they want to be very, very, very precise in what is happening there. So we're going to follow this. It's a very, very complicated issue. And, you know, we hope that if something indeed took place, that there is absolute justice. But we also hope that, that the wrong person is not unjustly accused. So it has to be handled with care.
I think that there's another aspect to this as well, is when media comes out and makes statements before having all the facts. You know, sometimes it's better.
Thank you.
Better to delay it, get all the facts, get the truth, and go out with the correct story. Because otherwise, it becomes feathers in the wind. You'll never get them all back.
Thank you for saying that, Kath. Because you and I have had numerous discussions on air, off air, on WhatsApp, off WhatsApp, about the fact that when we have when events take place in Israel, and I know in the age of social media, so many people like run to the Facebook and it's,
because they want to be the authority.
It's not the Facebook. Yeah. And they are pan and they are armchair journalists, and they, you know, they heard from somebody who heard from somebody who heard from somebody who heard this fact, and they must get it out there. Please understand the veracity of this, of the situation that we're dealing with. And this goes for, incidents. The Ari Ansbacher case was case in point, where the police actually appealed to the public to please not take to social media, and actually appealed to the media, not to, to publish some of the details because of the sensitivities and the complications around cases like this. We are in an extraordinary region of the world where you know you've got to be very careful before you claim something's nationalistic or something's criminal or whatever. And I really, I'm appealing to listeners, please, 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 always, always, always check your news sources, no matter how horrible the details are, and you feel that because the news media may not be reporting something, you have to please respect, especially if our military, if our police say do not report on it, please report it. And this is another case in question where now hearings are becoming closed, where very little is given to the press because there are too many holes in the story.
Rolene, talk to us about Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez saying Trump has concentration camps on the Mexican border. What is that story about?
Okay, so Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC as she's known, is alleged to have, well, it's not alleged, she said yesterday, the U.S. is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. If that doesn't bother you, I want to talk to the people concerned enough with humanity to say that never again means something. Now, as you can imagine, this has created a huge outcry, not just amongst the Jewish community or worldwide, but amongst historians, amongst other people, saying there is no way that you can compare the detention centers on the south of on the border with Mexico to a concentration camp. And when we use the words never again, it is because we are referring to genocide. You know, nobody wants to see people in detention camps or internment camps, but you cannot compare the conditions to a Dachau or any other concentration camp.
It means that she doesn't know what a concentration camp is. She doesn't grasp the reality of what a concentration camp was. Otherwise, there's no comparison.
I was going to say, I don't see her as an Ilhan Omar. I don't see her in the same group at all. Rolene, I don't know if you agree with me, but I think she's well-meaning. I think she just doesn't understand the sensitivity.
I'm inclined to agree with you there. You know, Ilhan Omar, I think, as we can see, she's very one track in her target. And there's a fascinating YouTube clip going around from a Somalian refugee who's asking why she's not even looking at Somalians.
Yep.
Because she is so tunnel vision focused on Israel and the Jews. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think, it needs a history lesson, yeah, or, you know, 25. I agree with you. I would be loath to call her anti-Semite. Yeah. Okay, send me the hate mail, people.
No, I'm with
but
you.
I think she's extremely ignorant on this particular subject. And I think she's trying to use the harshest language possible,
okay,
but she is failing and falling miserably.
It's probably something that she's heard somewhere, because Americans know about America. Do you know what I mean? They don't. I think that as a people, they don't know a lot about the rest of the world. Everything is about America.
Correct.
If you say you're from South Africa, they have no clue. Okay, things might be better now with the internet, but completely clueless. Clueless. Where's South Africa? Oh, somewhere south of Mexico. Because if you don't give Mexico as a reference, no idea. So,
well, I do have to say that I get very peeved by people saying, oh, well, I'm going to Africa. Africa's a continent, not a country.
Exactly.
Where in Africa are you going?
Do you know those Kenyans? Rolene Marks, that's where we leave it today. And
I'll speak to you tomorrow. Going to train my lion not to scratch the furniture.
Cheers, Rolene.
Bye, Rolene. Let's get some news headlines with Zanati.